I'm Nick Wallace. This is reporting Depp v. Heard. Regular updates from the court in the celebrity trial of the century.
Hello, and welcome to day 10 of reporting Depp v. Heard. A very, very interesting day in court. First of all, we had Tara Roberts, who was not that interesting, and that's not her fault. She is Johnny Depp's island estate manager. She gave us a little bit of insight on what it's like to run Johnny Depp's island. Sounds pretty standard. She did say that there's a kind of island family atmosphere before Amber Heard came on the scene, then it became more formal with chefs being flown in, etc., etc., but she wasn't complaining about that. In fact, she was very neutral on everything. She says she did witness and actually get involved in a fight between Johnny and Amber, but she also told Elaine Bredehoff, the Amber Heard attorney who was cross-examining her, that she didn't see what was going on behind closed doors at Johnny Depp's house on the island, and she didn't know the nature of what the arguments were about, although she did have to deal with the fallout from one. She had to pick up Johnny Depp, who had passed out in the sand after he had fallen off a hammock, and dust him down and make sure he was okay. Elaine Bredehoff suggested that this was due to some kind of excessive alcohol consumption, and that his children were upset, but Tara Roberts was having none of it. She just said he had fallen out of his hammock, had passed out in the sand, and she dusted him off, and that she wasn't aware whether or not his children were upset. Then we moved on to the main event of the day, and this is part of the reason why I'm sitting here in my apartment talking about the day's events rather than outside court, because I want to read you some of the stuff that was said in court today. So this Dr. Shannon Curry, who gave evidence, was an expert witness. Her responsibility as an expert witness was to the court, but she was hired by Johnny Depp. And the reason she was hired by Johnny Depp as a forensic psychologist to examine Amber Heard was because Amber Heard had brought her own mental health into play in this case. She said, as part of her examination by a doctor, that she had PTSD as a result of what Johnny Depp allegedly did to her. Now, Johnny Depp's team said, well, in that case, what we want is to have someone who isn't paid for by Amber Heard examine her. And they went to find Dr. Shannon Curry. She seemed to know an awful lot about PTSD and work with military veterans a lot of the time. And she also gave her answers to the jury in a very engaging way. She spoke in layman's terms and tried to break down what she was saying into things that even I, as a journalist, would understand. So she was asked what she concluded after her 12-hour in-person examination of Amber Heard and her examination of her medical records and her viewing of the depositions of the various other doctors who are going to be involved in this case and who have been involved in this case. And she has, I am reading now, diagnosed Amber Heard as suffering from borderline personality disorder and histrionic personality disorder. And if you want to know what those two conditions mean, well, Dr. Shannon Curry spelled them out in court today. She said that people with these disorders, and not necessarily Amber Heard, but people with these disorders, have a sophisticated way of minimizing their personal problems, inner hostility, they're judgmental of others, they're self-righteous but deny it, they externalize blame, they're prickly, they're full of rage and inner anger, they're passive-aggressive, they're self-centered, they're self-indulgent, they use manipulation tactics to get their needs met, they're needy, very sophisticated socially, and they present, which means how they represent themselves to clinicians when they meet them face-to-face, as balanced, but they are unaware of the problems in their behavior and thinking. Dr. Curry did a number of tests, and she went into great detail about the scientific rigour of those tests, and she said that in one of them, Amber Heard scored a 3-6 co-type. I don't know what a co-type is. Dr. Curry was asked what was represented by a 3-6 co-type, and she said that meant that people scoring a 3-6 co-type tended to be cruel, particularly with people who were less powerful. They're also image-concerned, prone to externalising blame and attention-seeking. They also have an instability in close relationships and emotions and their own sense of identity, and they're driven by a terror of abandonment. Now, this will strike home to anyone who's been listening to a lot of the testimony up to day 10. Apparently, this terror of abandonment can be characterized by physical aggression, threatening behavior, and self-harming. They will also perceive non-existent slights and explode in a way that can be exhausting for their partners. Dr. Curry said that partners at first try to placate them and then allow themselves to become a punching bag. I will go on because we had to listen to this and essential assassination of Amber Heard's, it's not a laughing matter, essential assassination of Amber Heard's personality and identity while she had to sit there and listen to it in court was brutal. Dr. Curry said, there are no attempts to control the emotion of hypersensitivity. There are no attempts to regulate it. So if they're in the middle of a restaurant and they feel offended, they're going to start a fight. People are going to see it, or they might just start crying or break down. But they'll make a lot of accusations, and that reactivity is when you're going to see a lot of escalation of this behaviour. They can react violently, they can react aggressively, they can often physically prevent a partner from trying to leave if their partner wants to get space from all this intense emotion. And oftentimes they will be abusive to their partners in these situations. Sometimes they'll physically restrain them from leaving and become injured that way. But also on borderline personality disorder, it seems to be a predictive factor for women who implement violence against their partner, and one of the most common tactics they will use is actually physically assaulting and then getting harmed themselves. Mostly we call this administrative violence, essentially saying they'll make threats using the legal system. They might say they're going to file a restraining order or claim abuse, or they might do these things essentially to keep their partner from leaving. Shall I go on into histrionic personality disorder? Okay, this is slightly different, and is characterized by people who are dramatic, erratic, and emotional. The underlying drive is to always be the center of attention, and sufferers have extreme discomfort with not being the center of attention. If they're not the center of attention, they can do, quote, strange things. These strange things include making up stories, taking on the victim or princess role, seeking caretaking. And on and on and on it went. She was cross-examined on this. As you might expect, Elaine Bredehoft pointed out that she was appointed by after a dinner that she had at Johnny Depp's house, where she was interviewed by her attorney. She's never been appointed in this way before or since. She also is not board certified. And she was also challenged on the fact that had she not come up with something which Johnny Depp essentially could have written himself. I mean, what I'm saying is her testimony was such that it couldn't have gone more favourably for Johnny than if he had written it himself. She said, well, you know, it is what I have concluded after doing my incredibly detailed scientific and forensic tests. The one thing that she didn't answer and then didn't have to answer the supplementary because it was objected to was the point that had she not come up with something that was exactly in line with what Johnny Depp's team wanted, then she wouldn't be testifying because, of course, she was Johnny Depp's witness. The point being that she wouldn't have been called had she not come up with a diagnosis that was favourable to Johnny Depp's case. And she didn't really answer that at first and then didn't have to answer it because it was objected to. The final witness today was Officer Science, who was one of the first police officers of the LAPD on the scene after the police had been called after an argument with Johnny Depp. And Officer Science testified that when she attended, she did not see any signs of injury on Amber Heard, nor did she think she was a victim of domestic violence. Although she did end by saying that once the police did turn up and start asking questions, everyone there was uncooperative to the point that no one present gave the police their names. Elaine Bredehoff said, "That's a little unusual, isn't it?" Officer Science replied, "No, it's not. A lot of people don't like us."
Oh my God. I'm trying to get Johnny to sign. Oh,
whoa,
no.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Trying to get Johnny to sign that.
Okay.
From his 21 Jump Street days. He saw it yesterday, and he saw it the last time I saw it.
Oh, so you're I see. So you're buttering him up.
I am. I'm buttering him up. If okay. I keep coming every day, maybe
exactly.
He'll. And with a cute dog, maybe he's gonna. Yeah. Maybe he'll do it.
Wins,
yes. Yes.
Off.
What's the dog's name?
Iggy. Her name is Iggy. Iggy.
Iggy.
Come on. Iggy. She's a good girl. See, yes.
Once he wins, you say. You think he's gonna win?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because he has to.
I mean, do you think she's making all this up then, do you?
I do. Exaggerating, definitely.
Why is that?
Especially after today, listening to what the psychologist had to say.
Let's put it this way. Both parties say that the other party was the abuser. And that therefore they are victims.
Right.
Where do you stand on that?
I'm They probably both are, honestly. But we'll see.
Do you think he'll get his career back at the end of all this? Think it's worth all the money?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you have faith.
I do.
Matt, you're the only person I haven't spoken to.
To be honest, I don't watch the news, so I don't know much about it. He's just hot, so why not? That's my take on it.
My thanks to those three fine Virginian women for giving me their time out the back of Fairfax County Court, just across the road, in the potential hope that one of them at least would get a poster signed by Johnny Depp. That would be, I would say, somewhat unlikely, but I do admire her stoicism for turning out every day. She'll be back tomorrow, as will I. Just to tell you who is giving evidence tomorrow, we've got Officer Tyler Haddon, who was with Officer Sainz when they were called out to the Eastern Columbia building. And there is also going to be another responding officer who I think appeared later, Officer William Gatlin, who also attended the Eastern Columbia building. And finally, Alejandro Romero will be giving evidence as well. He is the desk attendant at the Eastern Columbia building. All three will be giving evidence by video deposition. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. If you like what I'm doing, just hit like and subscribe. And if you would, as I said before, sign up for the newsletter, I would be extremely grateful, as it makes a difference to what I'm doing. I'm trying to basically get enough funding now to get more transcripts into the public domain. Unlike the last trial, I'm having to pay for them, well, essentially myself, but through the money that I'm earning from either crowdfunding or the TV work that I'm doing while I'm out here. So your generosity will put more information into the public domain, and I would be incredibly grateful because those transcripts are a phenomenal resource. Alrighty, hopefully I'll be back outside Fairfax County Court tomorrow. I hope you don't mind me doing this from the confines of my apartment, but it was raining and I did want to get home. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is Reporting Depp v. Heard.